Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the USDA proposed closing a loophole that allows states to make participants receiving minimal temporary assistance for needy families benefits automatically eligible to participate in USDA's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The proposed rule published Tuesday in the Federal Register would limit automatic eligibility to households that receive substantial and ongoing funded benefits aimed at helping families move towards self-sufficiency. Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Brandon Lips, explains.
There are 43 state agencies that currently utilize broad-based categorical eligibility. And so therein, there are state agencies that do not utilize broad-based categorical eligibility. So you have people throughout this country being treated differently with regard to which state they're in, about whether they're subject to 130% income test or higher income tests in other states. This rule makes sure that that's consistent across the state agencies that run the SNAP program.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is encouraging all interested parties to provide input on this proposed rule by visiting regulations.gov. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.